Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Gorgeous. So today's episode with The Alchemist with Isis Jade. Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited that you guys are here. Today I want to talk to you about the alchemy of Tantra. In this brief introduction, we're going to talk a little bit about the history and philosophy of Tantra. We're going to talk about the alchemy of Tantra and how it transmutes and transcends so many areas of life very effortlessly. And we're going to also talk about the Tantra of Delight very quickly. Again, this is just going to be a quick interview that I had just recently, and it's a lovely little excerpt. I hope you find some very interesting insights about how Tantra can really elevate your life practices. And we're not really talking about the Western concept of what Tantra is. This is more about a living, breathing way of life, how to infuse your life with so much more joy and passion and excitement and wonder and awe and, of course, delight, because these are the effortless energies to level up your life and experience a total alignment with your true higher self. So I hope you enjoy this little brief interview clip, and I will see you on our next episode. Tantra is really kind of an interesting esoteric form of mysticism from the Hindu civilization, from the Hindu religion. I wouldn't call Tantra religion. I would call it more philosophy. And even to call it a philosophy of life might be stretching it a little, because Tantra is really about how. It's not about why. The Hindu religion is all about the whys. That's the philosophy. Tantra is a branch of that, kind of like how you have Catholicism and you have Protestant Christianity, and they're branches of the original Jesus teachings, right? And with Buddhism, there's about, you know, probably 50 to 100 different branches of Buddhism. There's many different flavors of those different religions as there are teachers. And so when we start talking about Tantra, it has a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of misconception, even in India where it originated. It's a very ancient form of spiritual practice, of esoteric mysticism. It's almost like a mystery school in and of itself, because you have to be initiated into practice, and you usually take on a teacher to teach you the secrets of Tantra. So Tantra is got in here, and in the West, we think of it as being all sex. It's sexual orientation. It's about how to have great orgasmic sexual experiences. And so a lot of teachers here in the West, that's what they focus on. And that's, while there is some sexual practice in Tantra, and there is some ritual sexual explorations in Tantra, because it is about merging the sacred feminine with the sacred masculine, like most pagan practices, especially the ancient pagan practices, because the act of creation is generally the most powerful form of creation that we can embody. And so sexual energy and the sexual charge and the sexual desire between two people create the ability to manifest anything we desire.
So Tantra is really about taking that power of desire, taking the divine masculine energies and the divine feminine energies and interweaving them together to create and manifest whatever it is that we want. And so Tantra teaches us how to seduce those forces, the forces of matter, the forces of the ethereal, the forces of the sacred masculine, the forces of the sacred feminine, and weave them together and use them to make our life very beautiful, to make our life full of lightness, of joy, of bliss, and then to share that experience with everyone else around us. So the term Tantra actually means to weave and to entangle and then to stretch and expand. So you're weaving a tapestry and then you're expanding that tapestry out. That's really what the word Tantra truly means. A lot of people don't understand that and what that means. It means we're weaving the energies of potentiality with the energies of the material experience that we are sharing in to manifest optimal outcomes for everything and everyone around us. And we do that because we delight in it. So we become weavers and makers of delight. So Tantra is really about honoring both the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine and blending them together. And every tantric sutra, which is a tantric teaching, is really about that. It's really about how do you honor and respect and gain insight and awareness in the everyday. How do you gain enlightenment in the moment, in the everyday, so that you can experience the most profound experience that humans can have? So the idea of experiencing enlightenment in the everyday, that's really what Tantra teaches. It's not concerned with philosophy of right and wrong. There is no concept of right and wrong in Tantra because it's a non-dual philosophy. It takes people out of the idea and the construct of black and white and brings you into a higher plane of existence, a higher resonating plane of existence, to not consider things as good or bad, but just to consider all aspects of an experience. And so a true master of Tantra or tantric, they kind of look at all experiences as experiences in which we can have the opportunity to transmute one energy and transmute it into something else entirely. That's the power of Tantra. That is the magic of Tantra. That's the remarkable thing about Tantra. And so the Tantra of Delight, as I received the vision of it, was really about a modern interpretation of some ancient teachings of Tantra and bringing people into a higher plane of experience with this non-dual aspect of themselves, this lightness of being in the everyday. And some of the ancient tantric practices, yes, they included sex, but that's such a small part of it. There's over 144 different approaches to Tantra. Thousands and thousands of sutras have been written. Only about, I would say, a couple hundred have actually been translated into English. It's just that our Western mentality, we're so caught up in sex and violence. Those two are the interplays that we have in our world, you know. And for us, we think sex is this, you know, all-encompassing thing, right? You know, if I have sex, I'll feel great, right? So that's where we go. That's the Western mentality. In India, Tantra is really misinterpreted as well. People in India consider Tantra to be black magic and voodoo, and it's evil, and it's scary, and you don't want to mess with it, you don't want to deal with it, because it teaches completely the opposite of what most of the aspects of Hindu religion actually teaches. That's their belief. It's just that Tantra, once you've been inducted and initiated into Tantra, the teachings that are the foundation of your Hindu practice or any religious practice, the mysticism teachings, take you to a whole nother world. It opens up myriads of realms to you, so you can then look at everything with this much greater perception, almost an omniscient level of perception, where you can see the ways and whys and hows of how things interplay and work together to form and materialize and stuff. So when you get into that level of detail, it's very mind-blowing. So some of the basic tantric practices include learning how to taste again with new delight, new joy, new experience, learning how to breathe, and with every breath that you take, learning how to experience joy in that breath, in that moment, learning how to experience the depth of ecstasy that you can manifest from within, learning how to take desire, any desire that you have for anything you want, and transmute it into its own reflection so that you can draw it to you, so you can manifest it effortlessly. It is the most effortless way of living. So say you think that there's something wrong with you. Well, you transmute that new desire to fix it. You transmute that desire into something so passionate. Out of every fiber of your being, you're going to resolve this. You're going to eliminate it. You're going to transform it into perfect health. Where you take that desire, that passion, that interest, that desire, that power, and then you transmute it into your ideal. And then you start manifesting that idea, and moment by moment, little bit by little bit, you're weaving your molecular structure together to heal, to fix, to repair. And that's from a physical standpoint. It can be in a career, it can be in a relationship, but all it takes is a slightly shift of perception for you. So you start to learn to view it as already healed. You start to view water as the most delicious thing you've ever tasted. You start to view money as something that transmutes as a tool that can allow you to do more good in the world. You don't look at it as something that's evil or something that greedy people, you know, acquire more of. You learn to become a conduit of transmuting that energy into something higher, something a better expression, so that you can make the world a better place, become a delight maker.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcast, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.